She has a long career backing artists like the Rolling Stones, Aretha Franklin, Beyoncé, Tina Turner, Nine Inch Nails, Sting, and more. And as Mac McKee learns, even after some solo success, Lisa Fisher's biggest passion is not for the spotlight, but to live in the melody.
Lisa, did you begin singing at an early age?
I did. I think I always sang. It was just sort of what was going on in my household. There was always music around. It's just like, I want to sing. I want to sing the rest of my life. I'm like, I like this. This is fun for me.
Now you are primarily known basically as a background singer, but in 1991, you had a hit single entitled How Can I Ease the Pain? Now, did you expect that song and its subsequent album, So Intense, to become as big as they did?
You know, Mac, I never expect much of anything. I just sort of kind of follow the flow. I was thankful and you know, that it did as well as it did.
Were you primarily concentrating on a solo career at that time?
No, actually, I wasn't really concentrating on it. It's kind of funny because the record company would look at me like, you're going on tour again. You're not going to be home to record your own record. You know, they would just thought I was insane, and I'm sure on some levels I was. But I was focused on making music, but I wasn't in a rush to finish anything or to try to figure out what being an artist means, you know?
Does that mean that you were more comfortable performing live and performing with others than you were in a studio setting?
I was comfortable with both. Oh, I have a lot of friends who did a little bit of both, and now it's not so much studio work as there used to be. I'm hoping that changes.
A lot of times solo singing is like, if you want to make an analogy, but like being at the brightest color in a painting, or like acting, it would also be like maybe, you know, going from the leading lady to being the character actress. Do you find you have more freedom, say, performing in the background?
I think singing background is structured. I wouldn't necessarily say it's a freedom unless you're doing it for Nine Inch Nails. You know what I mean? There's a certain kind of freedom of expression. The background is something, you're backing someone up, you're supporting them, you're the rock for them to lean on. So it needs to have some kind of structure and some surety, something that they can rely on so that they can sort of be free to be the artist and do what they need to do. So there is structure, but I'm free to feel it in any way that I choose. So that always brings and breathes new life into the experience every time I do something live.
You mentioned Nine Inch Nails. Who are some of the performers that you've appeared with over the years?
Luther Vandross for many years, the Rolling Stones for many years, Chaka Khan for maybe a tour or two, Nine Inch Nails, Tina Turner for maybe two tours. Oh, God. And the Crystals when I first started.
And I heard somewhere maybe Sting as well, too.
Yes, of course. But, you know, it wasn't necessarily a tour as much as it was like a project. It was on a winter's night, and it was for his Christmas release. And it was in Durham where he grew up, and it was just really beautiful, very, very special project.
You've appeared with so many varied performers for what you've just told me. Is every night singing with a different performer, or maybe being on tour with a certain performer, is that like being on a different adventure, kind of knowing that you might change the form of a song around from performance to performance?
Yeah, sometimes it does change, and it is an adventure because, you know, the artist is free to be. They're free to fly. They're free to do what they want to do. And so you kind of have to hold on to the wheel of the race car, you know, and just kind of, you know, get taken on. You get taken on this ride with them, along with the audience, you know. That, to me, is exciting because you always have to watch them and listen, you know. It's like you're listening in a watchful manner, you know.
So after all of these years of performing with so many varied artists, what was your inspiration for the journey that finally became this Oscar-winning documentary, 20 Feet from Stardom?
Yeah, I was approached by Gil Friesen, who is the producer of the film. It was his idea, and I met him through, it was basically because of Sting, because I, his manager, Kathy Shanker, called me and said, oh, there's a guy named Gil Friesen that wants to talk to you about doing a documentary for Background Sting. So I was like, oh, that's sweet, you know, because I didn't think very much of it because I, it was a new experience. I didn't know what to think. And so she went on to explain who Gil Friesen was, and I met with him, and he was just magical, lovely, classy, full of life, full of wonderment. And so he's like, yeah, I saw you, you know, with Sting, and it made me wonder, what is it like for Background Sting? He said, I think there's a story there. And so, you know, we just kept in contact, and this was probably around July of 2010. And then found Morgan and Neville, and we started filming, and then Morgan was just like on a whole nother plate. Just that whole journey for me was, it was beautiful to be able to share it with all the other singers, whether they sing background or not, but everyone that sings, yeah, it was an amazing journey for me. It was interesting to kind of look back on the little, you know, things that I've done, and because I don't tend to really look back so much on what I do. I just try to stay in the present moment and keep moving forward.
Without giving away too much, because we want people to be surprised when they come see you on the 26th, can you give us a little bit about what the format of the show looks like?
I will be interpreting and reimagining songs that people know. Probably won't do a whole lot from my own record because I'm trying to move forward as a songstress, as somebody who lives in the melody. And so my main focus of the show is to connect with people. I want the melody to be the backdrop of that connection.